Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Halfway through the show, hour number three, rolling along always this hour, brought to you by the great folks at Champy's World Famous Chicken on Highway 119 in Alabaster, open right now for lunch. You can get by there also for dinner tonight. Champy's World Famous Chicken, that chicken on a stick, the great chicken plates, the southern sides, and a lot more. Sterling and the crew down there is Champy's World Famous Chicken, champyschicken.com, to order ahead. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar, Forrester, Big D Walls back there, Lunsford's back there, everybody in today getting ready for the national championship playoffs starting in just a few weeks. Practice on hold a little bit while everybody takes care of the final exams. Phone calls this hour, Pepsi Hotline open for you, 205-734-0923. We'll get to that in a second as well. But first, your headlines brought to you by the great folks at Standifer Insurance Agency.
Time to get that insurance check up with the Standifer Insurance Agency. They can save for you perhaps like they save for me, and you get great insurance coverage from the Standifer Insurance Group, 664-3200. Have your coverage is ready and what you pay each month for those coverages, and call this number, 664-3200. Let them run the numbers for you. Standifer insurancegroup.com.
All SEC team yesterday. Roger McCrary, the only Auburn player on the first team for Alabama. It was Bryce and B-Rob and Jameson and Evan Neal, Will Anderson and Jordan Battle, all first team, all SEC performers. Will Anderson yesterday was asked, was he disappointed about not being a finalist for the Heisman Trophy? Here's Big Will.
Were you maybe a little bummed out that you didn't get an invite to New York?
Yeah, that's still kind of the same thing I'm on right now, just getting to a national championship. But, you know, it's God's plan. It's not my plan. So I'm just following what God's got for me. And, you know, I'm just going to keep on rolling. We good. Right there. We straight. I have nothing to prove to anybody. It's all what I do. Nobody expectations higher for me. Nobody standards going to be higher for me. It's all about what I do and the expectation I have for myself. So I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing this whole season.
I mean, I love that guy more every soundbite of him we play. Yeah, his attitude is fantastic.
I'm a little surprised that this is – well, I shouldn't be this surprised it's this big of a deal. If Aiden Hutchinson doesn't get the invite, I don't think anybody's talking about it.
No, they'll be like, oh, they left all the defensive guys out like they always do. But they put one D guy on there, and they didn't put Will.
Yeah. And, look, I think Will should have gotten an invite. I guess I can go public with my ballot now, I guess.
I think you can.
Sure. Yeah, why not? I don't know.
But can I?
Yeah, no, I don't think you're supposed to until after they announce. But, I mean, my gosh, we had Klatt on here yesterday, gave his, and somebody was giving theirs online. So
did Klatt give his three?
I think he did.
Just his number one.
Oh, well, I mean, the number one's easy. He went Bryce Young, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. So many people are complaining or noticing that he was left off of this. He's got to come back. He's not draft eligible. I don't know when we've had a defensive player, such a big conversation piece of the Heisman Trophy, who gets left out. People saying, man, should he have been left out and still have a year left to play? Usually the big defensive guys who are in the Heisman conversation go to the NFL.
Was it Sue's last year? Was Ndamukong?
Yeah. So now here's Will Anderson coming into next year with some Heisman momentum. That may be the path to get him to New York and maybe to win this thing.
Oh, yeah, look, I think next year, if he has even the year he has right here, and Alabama's again in the mix, he will be a finalist last year because people will make a big deal about him getting snubbed here. I'll go on and say it. I thought I was going to take a lot of grief because, and maybe I still will regionally, but I had Will Anderson number two. Just after watching Bryce again on Saturday and just how, you know, it comes down to most outstanding, valuable, who's the best player. To me, the best player in college football is Will Anderson.
Yeah.
The most dominant guy, but the most valuable guy is Bryce Young.
Well, it's like we always talk about in the NFL. Who's the Rams? Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Aaron Donald. Which one's going to cost you more games, losing Aaron Donald or losing Matt Stafford?
Probably Stafford.
Who's the better player?
It's not even close.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's a great point. Yeah. By the way, UAB's All-Conference USA first-teamers right tackle Colby Ragland and nose tackle Tyree Turner there. Those are your headlines. Let's get to the Pepsi hotline. Jeff is over in Anniston. Jeff, what's up, my man?
Hey, man, we're straight. We're straight.
We good.
So is Will Anderson, yeah.
Hey, real quick. quick before I get to my sports thing, going back to yesterday, what more disturbing, the hairless cat suckling on the woman on the Delta flight, or that 8-year-old on Game of Thrones suckling from mom? And are we sure the woman on the plane wasn't a hairless cat herself?
That's true.
Yeah, the Game of Thrones scene was really disturbing.
It was disturbing, and I don't remember if I said this on the air back in the day or not, but there was a situation in my childhood. I remember. It's not me. But I am from rural Alabama, and I remember being. And I don't remember
what about the girl that took your innocence.
I don't remember being what family member's house I was at in the family tree, but we were somewhere in West Alabama. I remember West Alabama.
Okay,
and we were in a trailer.
Right,
in a trailer, and I remember like playing with this little kid outside. We're playing on, you know, the swing set or kickball, whatever we're doing outside, and he takes a break and runs in. And we had to be 5 or 6, but it stunned me so much. It's that image is there. He goes in at 5 and 6, and
I'm gonna hit the teat.
Did he ask you, did he say, cousin, Jimmy, you've got a choice at the hose or my mom?
It does seem like in my memory,
hey, this can't
I was
true.
Offered a pull on the tap.
No. this cannot be true.
I said no.
By the way, you're 5 or 6 years old playing outside with a cousin, and the mom calls him in to come breastfeed.
No, he runs in and requests it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't get an offer. When do you say no?
That is impossible.
Oh, no, I remember that. That would be, if I ever went to therapy, that would be one of the things I bring up.
So Dunaway's story takes a cake there.
Can
so
you text your mom or dad and just confirm that? I'm just really interested to know.
Mom listens a lot.
Yeah.
So mom texts me and let me know what
was it, Aunt Jackie?
Aunt or cousin's house I was at. Oh, it had to be on my dad's side.
Oh, Jimmy, come and get it. It's supper time.
Jay Price in the Farfalio chat room says, least surprising thing is the story involved a trailer.
Oh, that's stereotypical.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim.
Better career, Hugo Weaving or Lawrence Fishburne?
I don't know who Hugo Weaving is.
Hugo Weaving. Well, God, I don't want to go that quick.
I don't know.
Who's
Hugo
Weaving?
He's Agent Smith. He was in Lord of the Rings. He was in. He's Agent Smith, the bad guy in Matrix.
Okay.
He's an Australian actor.
I think I would go Lawrence Fishburne, though. Yeah. Fishburne's career has been, I mean, the longevity.
The trash open you use, is Fishburne the one that gets confused with Samuel L. Jackson? Who is that in that trash open?
Yeah.
The guy said, like, because he did Morpheus on a Super Bowl commercial, and he's like, how was he doing a Super Bowl commercial? What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Lawrence Fishburne's gotten thick, though.
He has.
Yeah. I want to ask y'all, tell me, if y'all go to the bathroom in the house, and you're all alone, and you know you're all alone, no one's going to be there, y'all still shut the door?
For 2, yes. For 1, no.
Yeah, okay.
Never for 1. Sometimes when people are in the house, if it's just family members, I don't shut it for 1.
Old carpet anyway.
Yeah.
There's the old teat incident coming back.
No, I'm going to be honest, Jeff. If I've got a game on the television, I still want to hear what's going on in the game. So I'll leave the door open for 2, not with people in the house, but.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I got to.
Do you not wait till halftime for that, though?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you can, LT.
Well, I'll tell you what. The thing you learn about that is that NFL halftime goes quick.
At 12 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, if you got to do that, you barely got time in NFL halftime.
I don't go to a lot of NFL games, but I went Sunday to the Bucs game.
You can't make it concession.
You can't do concession back. I missed the first couple of drives for the Bucs in the second half.
They do not screw around on that NFL halftime.
Yeah.
They go quick.
Okay, I'll zip through my sports. They're more likely to be a 500 type team next year, Pitt or Michigan State?
Both. But I'd probably go Pitt.
More likely to be what now?
500
team. 500 team, okay.
Michigan State's got the more difficult conference, but losing Pitt hadn't had a quarterback like that since Marino.
Yeah. I actually would say probably both.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but I would go Pitt.
I asked y'all a while back, you know, who would y'all rather have, Davis from Georgia, Thibodeau, Mr. Anderson, as Hugo Weaving would say, and Hutchison? And, of course, y'all all said Anderson. That's, you know, no surprise. And mentioned Davis and even a little mention of Thibodeau, but y'all all poo-pooed Hutchison. So I guess y'all have changed your mind a little bit on Hutchinson now, or
no? I mean, I think I would go Jordan Davis, except I saw him quit a couple of times on Saturday. Like, he didn't pursue the play until the end, because I mean that guy is so big, and those guys are so valuable in the NFL to just eat up space right there in the middle of that line.
And I thought I brought up that Thibodeau's just, I mean, the injury early on, you know, he's been banged up the entire year. And Hutchinson,
which I didn't even bring up Hutchinson.
Well, if Hutchinson, if you go back and look, and I brought this up, I think it was last week or the early this week, I can't remember. But if you look at his games, I mean, just great game, two average games. Great game, yeah, two average games. There's so much consistency from a guy like Anderson.
Seemed like a big game when Hutchinson really.
Oh, yeah. Ohio State. I mean, that was his Sioux versus Texas game.
And look, I'm not disputing the final four playoffs, really. That's the four that should be in. But it is supposed to be the best four, right? Okay. Ohio State, Cincy on a neutral field. Who are you taking?
Ohio State.
Okay, say Utah, Cincy.
Or the way Utah's playing now,
yeah.
Utah.
Yeah. Utah
really
right
good
now.
Game, but I lean Utah.
Or what the hell? How about Clemson?
Really good game.
That's a tight game. I'd probably take Clemson. I think I'd probably go, probably Clemson. See, they were playing better at the end of the year.
That's why expanding, Jeff, to 12 teams and giving automatic bids to conference champions opens the door for a team to get hot like Utah. Utah is such a different team now than they were in the beginning of the year. They lost their chance at winning a national championship early. But by late, if we're playing an elimination bracket, there are a few teams in the country, I think, playing as good as Utah is right now. I wouldn't want Utah. If I was Alabama, I'd much rather play Cincinnati than I would Utah right now.
Oh, Lord, yeah. And I'm coming around to the 12-team playoff a little bit, but I do kind of like the way it does reward you for having that consistency the whole season, which Utah did do.
So. Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. In college football, we've always counted week one as important as week 12.
And I don't want to give a quick shout out to Rocky's Lions. I don't know if y'all brought that up this week or not.
Well, got mentioned when somebody asked if Mike Zimmer was going to get fired. We did mention that.
We mentioned it when they said, how bad are the Vikings?
Yeah. Jeff, your NFC Offensive Player of the Week is Jared Goff.
How about that?
Hello.
That's right.
And it buyer's remorse, reality. And yesterday, Lumford named my favorite basketball player and position baseball player all time when he did his down and outs with Bird and Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench and Larry Bird
and Johnny Bench. Yeah. Birthdays yesterday, and they were part of our three and out. Those are your two favorite players. I hear you.
Yeah. Position player. Yeah. I was a weird kid. And I know it means nothing, but I found it interesting that early on the ESPN thing, where you pick the games, UAB has the smallest percentage of people picking them to beat BYU in the bowl matchups, and that might be the pre-Christmas bowl I'm looking forward to the most, or Florida and Central Florida.
Honestly, and this is easy to say since you just brought it up, but when the bowls came out, I thought the world will be all over BYU. It's just name brand UAB, as great as Bill Clark has done there. It's far from a name brand. BYU is a name brand.
Yeah, and that number's only right at seven and a half.
And BYU's, ranked.
Yeah, it's a
top
15
team. UAB's unranked, so it's a great point.
It was like 97%, I think, had taken BYU so far. And as for post-Christmas bowl games, pre-New Year's. I love bowl season as much as anyone, but there's not a lot of sexy ones. But I think I'd say Clemson, Iowa State is one I'm looking forward to.
I thought about it this morning, Jeff. When I looked at that matchup, I was looking at the numbers. And if I would have told everyone involved in this conversation right now that Clemson's playing Iowa State in the bowl season, you would have assumed Iowa State. Holy hell.
Yeah.
They made the playoffs. That's what we would have thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to Ohio State and Utah and Baylor, Ole Miss, I guess, the next outside the playoffs. But one suggestion on y'all's shirts, y'all should make shirts that just say either yummy or have a little rat there with a full belly saying yummy.
Hey, before we let you roll, have you watched Yellow Jackets yet on Showtime?
That's the one thing I don't get is Showtime, but isn't there a way I can get around and get it on Peacock or something?
You can get the first episode for free if you have Prime, but then after that, they don't let you see it, because I have Amazon Prime and they only let me have the first episode. It's kind of like a teaser.
The roommate did it through without Showtime. I'll find out from her. We'll let you know.
Peacock.
There's a way to do it, though.
What you need is our friend Tommy Firestick.
There you go. Hook me up.
Hey, it's right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm trying hard to find it, man, trying to get it. I think I found a way, but I'm going to have to try it out.
I think it might be the most disturbing TV show I've ever seen.
Did you watch The House of Jack Built yet?
I have not seen it yet, but it's in my queue.
It's in queue.
Okay. It's probably right there with Yellow Jackets for you then.
Thank you,
all right,
Jeff.
Guys, thanks
care.
A bunch.
All right. Before we get to the what if game and then trash coming up, Bromberg's getting you ready for this holiday season with that silver box that everyone loves to see under the tree.
Yeah, if you're thinking about popping the question this holiday season, you need to go see the Diamond Specialist. That is our friends at Bromberg's, family owned and operated since 1836. Bromberg's has established that solid reputation, is a fine purveyor of quality diamonds as well as jewelry, timepieces, and gifts. Anything you need, go see our friends at Bromberg's. Two locations, Mountain Brook and the Summit. You can also view their online store today. Go to Bromberg's.com.
I was joking, but heck yeah.
I know you're being serious.
I wasn't, but I'm all in on this.
We always want
this.
This is
beyond on the fly.
Oh, yeah. No. It's the What If song from Rockstar.
What if, what if, what if, what if I? What if, what if, what if I?
What if? What if Desmond Jackson actually touches the pylon with the ball? Who's your fourth team in the playoffs?
Oklahoma State.
I probably would have gone Cincinnati, but Oak State would have been
there. I think Oak State's in there. Cincinnati would be super peeved, and they would have every right to be, but I think it'd be Oak State.
I think it'd have been Oklahoma State, too. Yep. What if it was Ole Miss, not Texas A&M? What if it was Ole Miss, not Texas A&M, that beat Alabama? And then everything else stayed the same. Just another loss for Texas A&M. That is Alabama's only loss. Ole Miss still loses to Auburn. Everything stays the same except you flip out who beats Alabama. What if? What happens then?
How many losses does Ole Miss have?
No, they've got the two losses.
Yeah.
Everything's the same. Ole Miss is still in the Sugar, and Alabama's still in the playoffs.
Yeah. Are you saying Ole Miss gets in front of Cincinnati?
Yeah, I'm asking, is Ole Miss in front of Cincinnati?
Not two losses, non-conference champion.
Yeah. What happens to Texas A&M if they have another loss and they don't beat Alabama? What is Jimbo Fisher's situation today?
So if they're 8-4 and one of the eight's not Alabama?
No, it'd be 7-5, right?
It'd be 7-5. They don't have that big Alabama
lost?
Win.
Yeah. Jimbo, I mean, he's got a ton of money already.
What if we did this segment drunk?
I couldn't figure out what I was doing with Texas A&M. You're too low. You got to turn it back up. There you go.
What the hell if? You know, what? Have you ever, you know, just.
I got to get wrong chords, too.
What if, too?
And that's Jim if he ever breastfed as a 5-year-old.
It would be tough to keep up with. I think you're not going to do anything with him. You'd be complaining.
They got too much money invested.
If he had not beaten Alabama, you think he would have been more interested in the LSU job?
I think he might have jumped at LSU, assuming LSU still wanted to hire him, to be one step ahead of the posse.
What if Lincoln Riley stayed at Oklahoma? Where would USC had gone?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it was perfect storm for Mike Bone and USC. Who would have taken that job?
Brian Kelly? I mean, obviously he was willing to leave Notre Dame.
Well, that's my last one. What if Brian Kelly had stayed at Notre Dame? But
LSU probably lobs all that money at Jimbo Fisher, and A&M's got an opening right now.
I'm really fascinated on who USC would have gotten.
Yeah, I really don't know.
I mean,
And if Brian Kelly had a choice, USC, LSU, he chose LSU.
I think he might have chosen LSU, but I think if USC offered him the job, obviously Brian Kelly, there was a reason he was willing to leave Notre Dame. I think USC would have scratched that itch, too.
Yeah. I think USC probably would have made a run at Chris Peterson, too.
Chris Peterson.
Is there... I'm not a USC or a Notre Dame fan. I mean, is that akin to Auburn hiring Alabama's coach or Alabama hiring Auburn's coach? It's not that crazy.
I don't think people would be that beat up, but national media would take it and run with it because, you know, if you're trying to find the natural rivalry between our best rival for those two, it probably is dating back, you know, decades ago.
Is the victory bell game bigger for USC or Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rivalry game. A little what if there. Thank you, Rockstar, for the song. Alabama gets their 11th top 100 player in recruiting yesterday. Four-star wide receiver Isaiah Bond picks the Tide over Georgia and Florida. Signing day is next week. Running back Tyon Evans of Tennessee leaves the Volunteers, picks Louisville earlier this week. Oklahoma linebacker Kobe McKenzie leaves Oklahoma, picks Texas. And five-star offensive tackle Kelvin Banks decommits from Oregon when Cristobal leaves, waiting to see where he ends up. possibility he ends up somewhere in the state of Texas as well. As we roll on, Trash is standing by on the other side. LT's got that for us. Todd Furman joins us from Vegas at the top of the hour, part of our show being brought to you by the great folks at the Alabama Men's Clinic. I was by there just last week. They want to thank all of you for stopping by for a low testosterone checkup. If you have not done that yet and you've been having problems sleeping, your energy's down, your workouts aren't the same, your libido's not the same, it could be a low testosterone problem. Whatever the challenge going on with you physically, the Alabama Men's Clinic has a solution for you. Go by, get that medical consultation and the blood work. If medically advised and you start your low T treatments that day in the office, your visit is free. Find out more about that and to set up your appointment by calling 205-598-7000 or go to the website alabamamensclinic.com. Sometimes a side effect from low T is depression. A lot of people deal with that. Get your life back. Get back to feeling the way you should feel by going to the Alabama Men's Clinic, 205-598-7000 for appointments or online at alabamamensclinic.com.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Banking isn't just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. AmFirst was founded for members just like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means services that grow and change with the times to serve you better. Now, every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. You can even customize the app, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. That's amfirst.org. America's first federal credit union, federally insured by the NCUA.
One Man in the Toolbox has provided professional handyman services since 1997. Honesty and reliability are qualities that embody every one of their employees. From residential to commercial, One Man in the Toolbox has the background to help you with almost any project. 823-2111. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them the Next Round sent you. 969-8100 or MichelsonLaserVision.com. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at HydroLive Therapy. Boost your immune system today with HydroLive Therapy. IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. Mention Next Round at checkout. Save 20% off any service at the Birmingham and Tuscaloosa locations. If you're unable to make it to HydroLive, a nurse can actually come to your home or office. You can visit them online today, HydroLiveTherapy.com. HydroLive Therapy open 7 days a week, Homewood 9 to 6 in Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa 10 to 6.
The tradition of giving fine art continues with the Daniel A. Moore Alabama Christmas Gift Pack, including the new 2022 Crimson and White Fine Art Calendar featuring some of the most honored former Alabama players, one collegiate classic fine art print signed by the artist, and your choice of four Daniel A. Moore beverage mugs, all for only $79, a $115 value. Order now at danielmooreart.com or by calling 1-800-735-2787.
Support the show and grab some great t-shirts and hoodies right now in the Next Round store. Buy the Alabama State Map shirts in your team's favorite colors, the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest, or Next Round flag shirts are also online now. Just go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store. The traditional Next Round logo shirts are there too. Buy them for yourself, or they make a great gift for someone else. And let us know what you'd like to see in the store coming up. Nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Four great locations right here in Birmingham. The team at Vulcan Tire and Automotive, they feel it's important for you to know they don't employ any salespeople or technicians. that are incentivized with your commissions. When you are getting your vehicle serviced, the team is only incentivized to take care of you and your vehicle. That doesn't happen everywhere, but it does happen at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Again, four locations right here in Birmingham, Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, VulcanTireAndAuto.com. Hey, for the best pizza in Birmingham for lunch or dinner, make it Slice. Go see the Bajaga brothers, Jeff, Jason, and Chris. Slice Pizza and Brew is as local as you can get, from the ingredients that go into every pizza to the beer on tap. Two great locations, Lakeview and Vestavia.
Did you tweak your shoulder pulling down the attic ladder? Feel a pop in your elbow working out? Or feeling pain in your knees getting up from the couch at halftime? Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics has 9 locations in the Birmingham metro area, affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, to get your life back on track. Your health can't wait. Call Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics at 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
Here, and last week, this is the last, well, I guess we were in studio Monday and Tuesday, but my lasting memory of last week was us having Culver's with all the ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
The concretes they blocked, and then me having to hit the road and drive to Atlanta.
I know.
And then getting over there, because they didn't bring just, I mean, we're a 5-person staff, and they brought a bag full of, what size is this? Is that a pint?
Yeah,
pint.
Yeah.
So they brought, how many were it? 10, 12,
oh, at least. Yeah,
14
yeah.
pints of their concrete.
I was only able to try so 9 good. Of them. I got to get all 12.
I polished mine.
Yeah. Oh, so
I know. I went in the back. I thought we were just all eating like bites or two out of each flavor. I went in the back, and the guys behind the glass had eaten 3 big buckets of them.
Yeah, normally a pint's like a couple of sessions, right?
Yeah,
not last week.
Just we appreciate Culver's being a part of our football season all year long, our Saturday breakouts, and that partnership there, opening the new location right there on 280, and the one that I always go to when I'm going to Lunsford to play golf, just off the interstate over in Hoover near the Hoover Met. All right, next round store, nextround.store, online at nextroundlive.com. I misreported earlier. You guys were fantastic on buying over the weekend. So much so, I was supposed to tell you that the T-shirts, the game shirts, are almost sold out, which was the big text that I only read half of. The bottom part was, Jim, tell everybody it's almost sold out. So these shirts right here, Curb Your Enthusiasm, 41-24, and this is still our conference. They're almost all gone. These game shirts are always a limited number, so they should be gone by the end of the day. So if you do want those shirts, today's your day to order, and try to get them before sold out goes up on the website there. So nextround.store, and remember, buy one, and the next one is half off of anything on the store today, nextround.store. Trash every day. At this time, a lot of stuff bouncing around in the sports world. Football comes back tomorrow night with the National Football League. But right now, away from all that, the crazy stuff going on in the world, it's LT's Trash, brought to you by Mortgage Right, Rockstar.
Working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial. Did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? My mistake.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. I know that. That was my fault.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages so bad. Done the so right awkward. Way.
If you're ready to make some major money moves, but your bank account is at a standstill, well, our friends at Mortgage Right, they can help you get the ball rolling with a cash-out refinance. You can pay off debt, renovate your home, or even buy yourself that pinball machine that's been sitting in your eBay cart. Whatever needs funding in your future, if you have the home equity to back up with it, our friends at Mortgage Right, they will guide you through the process with ease. Make your homework for you by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We start first with a police chasing a camel through the state of Kansas.
Wait, there's a camel in Kansas?
Police in Kansas say they spent the, quote, entire day Sunday chasing an escaped camel that trotted across a golf course, ran down a highway, and visited a few neighborhoods.
I bet the camel is surprisingly fast. He's got a good stride.
They spit, too.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, he's got big, long legs. I bet it's a surprisingly fast animal.
I think the giraffe is 35 miles an hour. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Now, the Bonner Springs Police Department said officers and animal control personnel responded Sunday when a loose camel was spotted running loose in the city. Quote, this morning, officers took to the golf courses in pursuit of a camel on golf carts, no less, the department said in a Facebook post. Later, it leisurely took a jaunt down K-7 Highway and into some neighborhoods.
I bet I know what happened.
Police said they spent the entire day chasing the camel before it was finally captured with a lasso. Camel was reunited with its owners, and now we'll go back to doing camel things. You can't do camel things in Kansas, by the way.
No,
you
don't think so. There's a lot of open land there. I was going to say it was a church Christmas play with a live camel, and it got loose.
Oh, wow.
That was going to be my nativity guess on that
scene.
Yeah.
I bet the owners of the camel is probably one of those rogue exotic animals that a lot of people you know, you have one estate or something, and they probably lend it out.
Yeah. True or false that the police officer in pursuit actually said, 112, the camel. We can't chase it down right now. This thing's really humping it.
Oh, Jimmy got it by its toe.
Oh.
For those in studio, I provide the cheese on these things. Right?
You can put it right there in
the
your burger.
Dad jokes. I'm the dad joke.
Chris Marsh, 42 years old, had to buy a secret Santa gift for his work buddy, Tom Till, and thought the statue of Hercules and Diomedes was perfect.
Okay.
Now, the model shows two heroes of Greek mythology locked in a bitter battle, both completely naked, with Diomedes tightly gripping Hercules' penis as it dangled upside down.
Oh, no.
Just reading the story. Yeah.
I can't show you the picture because it is what we call graphic.
Now, Chris was gutted when his statue ordered for $50 from Wayfair arrived with a missing testicle. But he was appeased when he was offered a discount. Now, when Chris realized his statue was faulty, he instantly got out his computer and sought out Wayfair's customer service department. He spoke to Kelsey. Chris said, quote, please, Diomedes is missing a little something. He's missing his left ball.
All right.
Kelsey replied, oh, dear, poor guy.
Must have fallen off the
shipping. I've zoomed in on the website photo, and it certainly looks like there should be two.
Yeah.
We have a couple of options here, I hope not to offend.
We can either ship you a whole new statue or a replacement ball, however you want to do this.
This guy is really passionate about this statue, too. He wants it to be accurate.
Now, Kelsey then offered Chris a 15% discount, which he refused, as Diomedes is half a eunuch. Like he's from Game of Thrones, Chris went on to say. He's not half a eunuch.
He's not half a eunuch.
Yeah. Yes. She then concedes, adding, quote, as a girl, I didn't want to presume how valuable missing testicle was, so she offered 33% discount. He took that.
Now, I'm not big on Greek mythology. Is this an actual story that this one guy grabbed this other guy?
I don't know, but they are Greek wrestling, and they are kind of doing the...
Right.
So you can't pull the picture?
Like, if you want me to pull the picture?
You can pull it, but Scott doesn't show it. Pull
it's a statue. Okay.
Just so we can see it. Don't put it
pull
up.
Put it on the preview screen, and we can see it. Scott will not put it on the actual feed.
So he's not, like, falling off a cliff like Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, and the only thing to grab onto is the literal branch.
Now, remember, they didn't have Netflix back then, right?
Is that it at the bottom right? Do it. Oh.
Is that Rockstar posing with him?
Man left fuming. Oh, he's upside down.
Wow.
Is that not how you learn to wrestle?
That is a secret Santa gift for sure, my friend.
I like how he's got his head turned just in case.
Whoa,
yeah, I'm not going to look.
The guy's pretty athletic, though.
First off, it looks like Vulcan's pissed off at somebody that's wrestling somebody.
Those birds are building a nest.
Well, if my man does turn to his right,
he is Vulcan mad.
He's going to have a problem.
I got pinned again.
Well, I've got shadows where I'm at right now. It looks like page 42 of the Karma Sutra to me.
I have to give in. You're just stronger than me. So strong.
You almost went into character of somebody we know.
Submit.
What do you guys think about porch pirates?
You would say they need to be shot on the spot.
I tried to order something online yesterday. Obviously, I'm not good at this, and put in all that credit card information,
right.
And then got shut down. And then my Amex got flagged, so I had to then call Amex.
Okay.
And I had to go through this whole thing with Amex, and they were like, well, look, we're just watching out for you. It's holiday season. I'm like, look, you guys are the best. I understand. But it's just such a pain in the ass, and I tried to tell them, people that are doing credit card fraud should be shot on spot.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
No.
Thieves in general.
I have no problem with thieves being shot.
Anyway, Lance has a very large group of people that should be shot on the spot.
Provo, Utah. Suspected package.
Wait. Was it not a security breach? Did American Express not say when you said, no worries, man, you guys are the best, all of a sudden red flags started going off. They were like,
wait, this cannot be Lance. Yes. It's a customer service call, and he's agreeing with us.
I've talked to DirecTV.
Good service. Good customer service. I will give props to.
Okay.
Yeah. Was the other one? Some of the best.
Didn't somebody try to buy a tractor on your account? What was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your Amex?
Yeah, do you guys not remember
I
that?
Do remember. Was your Amex? Somebody tried to buy a tractor on
it? Somebody, and they immediately flagged that.
Well, yeah, like, there ain't no way.
Whoa.
I've looked at this guy's purchase history. He has not bought a tractor.
He tried to buy a tractor. Yeah. Anyway, a suspected package thief is behind bars after allegedly stealing a package with a GPS tracking device inside.
Yeah, there you go.
Justin Bankhead has lost several packages to thieves. He went on to say, we've lost two packages in the past week. After having several hundreds of dollars worth of items stolen, he offered a $500 reward for information leading to the arrest of a person who was caught on surveillance for taking a package. Justin's son was the one that took up the offer. Now, 14-year-old Cody Bankhead said, quote, I didn't care until I heard about the bounty. Cody then placed a box outside of the family home. Inside of the box, activated GPS tracking device. Early Monday morning, surveillance video captured the moment when a man drove up to the house, raced up the stairs, grabbed the box, unaware what was inside, ran off. That's when they pulled the tracking information, called police. Moments later, suspect arrested.
Good.
Took him to jail. What happened? Cody got his $500 reward.
The viral video last year.
Was that fake?
The glitter bomb?
Yeah, the glitter bomb.
I think it was fake where the guy just...
If it's fake, it's well done because it looks real.
Because you have the guy's take it from the porch and put it in my car. It's a package I'm going to take, and then the bomb goes off, and it's glitter all over your car. Like, you're not getting that glitter out,
and
ever.
This guy's got a camera that is via cell phone somehow connected to his computer so he can watch it all happen from inside the box.
Yeah. For the GPS, it's almost like No Country for Old Men.
That didn't turn out good for putting it in the air.
For Josh Brolin?
Yeah, the guy in the shower.
Oh, no. Please, not for anyone, really. Dr. Dre, his ex-wife Nicole Young, back in the news.
Mm-hmm.
She is demanding her day in court despite the music mogul attempting to postpone their divorce trial. Now, according to court documents obtained by Radar, Nicole is asking the court to deny Dre's request to stay their upcoming trial. Former couple fighting over the prenup agreement, whether it's valid or not. I think we've talked about this before on Trash. It's been an ongoing thing for a while. Now, she admits to signing the prenup before getting hitched in 96, but claims that Dre actually tore it up years into the marriage. Dre, of course, denies ever tearing it up, demanding it be enforced in court. Now, the issue is a big deal given Dre's estate is worth more than $1 billion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nicole claims she only has $1 million in the bank and is drowning in legal fees.
Only $1 million.
Now, in the past couple of weeks, Nicole has been demanding Dre to cough up $4 million to help her pay for attorneys. She believes she has an unfair advantage at the moment due to him having hundreds of millions of dollars at his disposal. I would agree with her, right?
Well, I would. If I was him, I'd say if I give you $8 million right now to just go away.
The attorney's going to go, I think you can get 10.
Yeah, she's not going to do that. I think that's the thing. I think she wants $200-$400 million.
If you do the math, I have $1 million in the bank, and I owe my attorneys $4 million. That's not good, is it?
That is not good.
Okay. So losing
this
proposition.
This is where it gets interesting. As it stands now, the only financial resource Nicole has is the spousal support she receives from Dre, whereas Dre has access to $183 million in cash accounts. They're saying that he's been buying a lot of fine art. In the last 5 months, according to this, he spent over $7 million a month.
Mm.
He's spending enough.
He's just doing it just to spite me.
Yep.
Well, I think he's doing this to spite her, too. They ought to just, I mean, look, settle this thing, give her $100 million and be done. He can't spend the $900 million.
I think that's what she's after right now, don't you?
I don't think $100 million would be enough. I don't think she's going to stop.
Okay, I've got the top 10 greatest screenplays of the 21st century, according to the Writers Guild of America. They voted on the top 101. We will give you the top 10.
Okay.
Memento, Christopher Nolan, 2000.
Film. Never seen it.
It's really good. It's confusing. I've watched it a couple of times.
Christopher Nolan, all his stuff's
Guy
confusing.
Guy Pearce
right?
has a memory problem. He can't remember anything, and so he has Polaroids that he treats. Like if he sees Brian Brown, I have on the Polaroid on the back, it says, do not trust him. So I got to figure out, why did I not trust Brian
that's
Brown?
And it's cool. Non-linear, so it's actually going back, backwards, the whole thing. And he also puts clues, write them on your body.
I may watch that then. Really Who stars in it?
Guy Pearce and Carrie Ann Moss is in it.
Yeah,
and
Carrie Moss.
All right.
Tom Sizemore is in it.
All right, I'll put that on the list.
Oh, yeah. Tom Sizemore?
Guy Pearce is really good at it. Yeah. Number 9 on the list, Almost Famous, Cameron Crowe.
I have seen that. Very good.
Yeah, very good. Inglourious Bastards is number 8.
I'm not a big Tarantino guy anyway. The accents eventually got on my nerves enough that I was ready to be done with it.
Number 7 is There Will Be Blood from 2006.
Really good.
Oil Man. Paul Thomas did that, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of Paul Dano.
Is that a Rambo movie?
That is exactly what it is.
Sir Daniel
Sylvester Stallone.
Same dude that did Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
But Daniel Day-Lewis, really good at it. I thought it was somewhat overrated. I didn't love it.
It's an uncomfortable feeling, the whole movie.
Yeah.
The bowling scene's good, though.
Number six, Moonlight from 2016. I thought it was a little overrated.
Never saw it.
Number five, No Country for Old Men, which we just brought up. I thought it was fantastic.
Didn't like the ending.
The last scene in the theater is just like, that's it?
Did not like the ending.
I went back and saw it a week later.
I loved it.
I thought it was incredible. Number four on the list, Parasite. Again, I thought it was great.
Never saw it.
Yeah, I ended up watching it and liked it. It was a good flick.
Really,
it's weird. It's weird as crap.
Well, it's almost like the Korean Tarantino did that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Number three, The Social Network. I thought Aaron Sorkin did a really good job of that. I think you've brought it up before. How do you make a movie out of Facebook?
I couldn't figure out how they were going to do it, but it's fantastic.
Internal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is number two.
I didn't like it.
Did Spike Jonze do that? I forgot who. It was great. Lunsford, no. Anyway, if you guys have never seen that with Kate Winslet and Jim Carrey, to me, it's Jim Carrey's. It's probably his best film.
Yeah.
And number one, according to the Writers Guild of America, their top screenplay the past 22 years is Get Out from 2017. Thought it was really unique.
It's the skeleton key. I will fight to the death for that.
That you didn't like it?
I thought it was good, but this motion original screenplay, it's almost to the exact point of, lights out, to Skeleton Key with Kate Hudson.
I thought Skeleton Key was terrible.
Well, it's Get Out. Get Out's a better written Skeleton Key.
Yeah, I thought Get Out was better. A lot better.
See, I wished this was The Natural all of a sudden. He'd hit that and we'd had...
No, you don't wish that.
Get fixed in 8 months.
That is Trash Today, brought to you by the great folks at Mortgage Right.
Hey, holidays are here, and so is your chance to put some extra money in your pocket by getting a cash out refi with our friends at Mortgage Right, whether it's college tuition, home improvements, or a one-way ticket to the North Pole. What would that cost right now, by the way? Refi experts at Mortgage Right can help you use your home equity to get cash fast. They are committed to bringing you easier, faster cash out refi experience. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to cash out before the holidays end.
What Emily says a local person did to a porch pirate, after I remind you this hour of the show brought to you by our friends at Champy's, world famous chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster, champyschicken.com. Emily says a guy in Crestwood filled a box with used cat litter and got a porch pirate to take it. He took the box and obviously got nothing except
a smell.
A bad smell.
Yeah,
that
boy.
Urine is probably top five worst smells of all time.
Can you imagine being boxed up, sitting out in the heat?
Yep.
Boy, are you not rolling the dice in today's world with different security systems?
Absolutely. Again, it's a great way to get a slug in the chest.
Yeah. But imagine him opening the cat litter box filled with cat urine and stuff in his car, and it goes out in his car.
Oh, I hope it spilled
everywhere. I'm going to give you a tip, though. If you shoot a porch pirate, drag him in and throw a knife next to him.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. That's where you roll.
Just say if you're going to do it.
Other tips from Lance. Stab yourself first with a knife.
That's right. It's got my blood on it.
And then throw it down beside him. All right. More tips from Lance and a lot more sports. Todd Furman, top of the hour, when we come back on TNR.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Did you know there are many different causes to erectile dysfunction? Causes like a heart condition, diabetes, a reaction to medication, or simply low testosterone. I'm Jim Dunaway, and I'm so glad the Alabama Men's Clinic is right here in Birmingham. They've treated thousands of Alabama men for ED. And listen, men, this is one game you never want to be out of. And that's why the Alabama Men's Clinic staff will find the problem, and some of you will be back in the game the day after your first appointment. Set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000, 205-598-7000, or go to the website, alabamamensclinic.com. As I told you, there are many reasons you could be having an ED problem, and you want to find out the answer. Most men wait years before they even address the issue with a doctor. Get rid of depression. Get rid of anxiety, make a new connection with that special person in your life. Again, the number 205-598-7000, or get back in the game at alabamamensclinic.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now, and right now you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios in Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459.
Fall weather is the best time to be on the golf course, and Jerry Pate's design at Timberline will not disappoint. The course is in fantastic condition, and if you don't have time for a round of golf, come use Timberline's TrackMan driving range. You can practice, play games, and play virtual golf all on the practice tee. Come enjoy your day on one of Alabama's top 10 courses you can play. It's Timberline Golf Club. Timberline is easy to get to, just off I-65 at exit 228. Book tee times online at TimberlineGC.com. Tee it up at Timberline. Iron Mountain Construction is an industrial services company with over 500 people available for your situation and needs. They are committed to safely supporting the operations of your facility through their execution of quality-driven maintenance services and on-time, on-budget small capital construction work. And they offer support with plumbers, pipe fitters, millwrights, iron workers, laborers, operators, and more. Call the office of Iron Mountain Construction, 205-781-1170, for Jeremy Purvis and Iron Mountain Construction.
We've told you about the excellent service you get from Excalibur Services for residential heating, cooling, and electrical problems. Now, you can also depend on Excalibur for all your plumbing needs. Excalibur will perform plumbing services in the same excellent manner as our heating, cooling, and electrical services. Highly trained plumbers now teaming up with highly trained HVAC and electrical service experts. At Excalibur, we have you covered. 205-718-8688. Excalibur Services, Alabama license number 15214.
Let's face it, we all have a favorite something. This is LT, talking about my favorite men's store, Shea's in downtown Homewood. Why do I like this store so much? And what makes Shea's so unique? Well, to start, they have been in business since 1922. Yes, 1922. And they offer an eclectic mix of menswear brands from classic to contemporary, such names as Zegna, Canali, Peter Millar, and many more. They have an in-house alteration personnel who understands that fit is key. And Shea's gets it right. Whether they're fitting a suit, shirt, or jeans, they offer unbeatable service with a sales staff that truly understands the products and how they fit your individual lifestyle in any occasion. Whether it's your work, leisure time with friends, or a formal event like a wedding, stop by Shea's and see if you don't agree. This store is simply the best. That is Shea's in historic downtown Homewood, where you will feel at home when you arrive and well-dressed when you leave.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
The best food with the best sports is at Walk On Sports Bistro, and they're now hiring for the Stadium Trace location near the Hoover Met. Walk On's has top pay for experienced kitchen staff, servers, bartenders, bussers, hostesses, and to-go cashiers. And yes, health benefits are available. Go by the new Walk On's location at Stadium Trace in Hoover and apply today. Hiring is happening on-site 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. This is your chance to join the championship team at Walk On's Sports Bistro in Hoover. Put a smile on a child's face by supporting Children's of Alabama and the Sugar Plum Shop, a program for patients and families who spend their holidays at the hospital. Drop off new, unwrapped toy donations at Royal Automotive before December 14th. Royal Automotive has four dealerships conveniently located where I-65 meets Highway 31 in Vestavia. The Next Round is proud to partner with Royal Automotive and Children's of Alabama for the 2021 Sugar Plum Shop. Bring those new unwrapped toys right now to Royal Automotive, Highway 31, Vestavia.
Next round rolling on with you. Furman at the top of the hour, as I said. Cowan Equipment poll update brought to you by our friends at Cowan Equipment. More wins as a quarterback in the 2022 season. Gave you the choice of Spencer Rattler, Dylan Gabriel, Quinn Ewers, and Bo Nix. Three of those are officially in the portal, and we're waiting to see what Bo Nix does. 39% of you so far saying Bo Nix wins more games next year.
Do you guys view, you want to finish those up? I'm sorry.
Thank you. 28% is Dylan Gabriel, 21% Spencer Rattler, and 10% Quinn Ewers Brown.
Do you guys view either Max Johnson or Miles Brennan in front of any of those guys? I mean, certainly in front of Ewers, who we haven't seen. Now, Ewers' upside, maybe not. But
man, I think Max Johnson could be good, but I just don't know how good.
You don't, Jim?
I don't.
I don't like his arm strength. I mean, some of his balls, they float and get there. I mean, you can't argue that. I mean, he gets them there sometimes. I just don't think against the best on a consistent basis, he can win.
I mean, there were times he looked really good, and then there were times you're like, I don't know about him.
Can I throw something out, because we've got great viewers and listeners, and I need help with something again. They helped me out. Chris Pruitt was our man who now is in Charleston, used to work in the ER here locally. He was the guy that got me hooked up with the immediate appointment.
Yeah, so by the way, just watching the show, listening to the show, do your medical emergency, and he hooks you up.
And if I wouldn't have got that appointment, I mean, you know, Dr. Loudon, who he hooked me up with, he was like, man, you were fortunate to know him, and he was like, how do you know him? And I was like, well, I really don't. He's one of our great viewers and listeners. Anyway, you guys appreciate what the roommate did here, right?
Right.
Guess what we don't have at our house?
Christmas decorations?
A Christmas tree.
Why?
It's a good question, Brown. There's a million here. We don't have one yet. And she's going to pick one up.
Go buy one next to Lloyd's.
Can't find one right now.
She wants a live one, or?
She wants a live one, but here's what I want. I don't want to deal with it, so I want to get. There's got to be somebody that delivers Christmas trees, right?
Yeah.
Somebody does.
Christmas tree delivery service?
If anybody out there knows Christmas tree delivery service.
Oh, they come and decorate it for you.
Yeah.
No, she'll decorate. I just need to deliver it.
That place right there by our house, they've got a million of them out there, right next to
Lloyd's. Are they still out there?
But are they delivering it for him?
Well, no. Lance may have to go pick it up.
Well, that's what he's asking.
But he says she couldn't find one. But I'm telling you where you can find them.
She went over by Whole Foods today. There's not one in the entire parking lot. They're all gone. So I wonder if it's the same over by Hamburger Heaven.
Could be.
One good place, and our buddies at Crane Works has Santa and a crane right there in downtown Homewood by the elementary school, just up from, you know, your favorite snack place.
Yeah.
Just right up there. There's great trees there. They look to be Carolina firs, I believe.
There's always that joint next to the Boy Scouts right there in Vestavia. Are they sold out?
I'm just a little surprised. There's got to be other people that don't want to deal with, like, getting the tree in and out, putting it on top of the car, all that kind of stuff.
There are companies that will come and set up everything for you.
I really don't know anybody that delivers.
Okay, I bet you we can find this out before the show's over.
Okay. If your company sets up Christmas decorations and can bring LT a tree.
And we can also promote it here on the next round.
Hit it up here on the Farmfolio chat room. We're about to go into some post-SEC championship sound from Stetson and Kirby about their quarterback situation. I want these guys' thoughts on what they say here and what the Dogs will do moving forward, brought to you by our friends at Nichols Outfitters.
Jimmy D, Nichols Outfitters, has plenty of stuff for the holiday season. See what I did there? If you've got an outdoorsman in your family, maybe you're the one in the household. Either way, get the hookup this holiday season at Nichols Outfitters in Pelham, one of the largest firearm showrooms in the state. The best bow technical team anywhere. Nichols Outfitters has the inventory and expertise to get you what you are looking for this holiday season. Off exit 242 in Pelham. Online, nicholsoutfitters.com.
First, if you missed it, caught up watching all the Alabama stuff. Here's Stetson Bennett on how he felt after the loss to the Tide back on Saturday.
You know, they're a really good team. Recruit really good players. You know, we move the ball. And just mental lapses. And when they do that, when you do that, they make you pay. You know, several third downs, the two interceptions. You just can't have that versus a team of this caliber. And we had it, and they made us pay for it.
Okay, confidence level just watching him there after the beatdown. Do you think he can get it back?
No, I mean, I think Alabama, you don't talk about Alabama being in Kirby's head. They've got to be in Stetson Bennett's head. It's two of the worst starts he's ever made.
Well, he's got five picks and two starts.
The start in Tuscaloosa and the start here against the Tide. And you can say there are so many plays you could say is the biggest play of the game in Alabama, Georgia. But to me, perhaps the biggest play of the game was the Helms interception. That is still a game at that point. You're driving with a chance to score. And you give up points with that interception. I mean, that is at bare minimum a 3-point interception, maybe a 7-point interception.
But Dunaway, I think you can get the confidence back against Michigan. Yeah. It's a really good defense. You go out there, you do what Georgia's done all year. You win that game. Maybe you win that game going away. Then you come back, you reset. If you're Kirby, you tell Stetson, look, you've had a tremendous season. We were up 10-0 on these guys. You know, look, new opportunity here. The ghost of Alabama past is what you fear if you're Georgia.
It is wearing them out, though. They can't get rid of that ghost.
All right, top of the hour here. Todd Furman coming up, and we'll continue the conversation, obviously, as we get closer and closer to the playoffs about those big games coming up. Clemson may be promoting Wes Goodwin to their defensive coordinator job. He and Mickey Kahn may end up being co-defensive coordinators. They look like they may promote from within to replace Brent Venables, who's been with them a long, long time there. And Hawaii could be on the verge of a problem out there. A number of the players saying Todd Graham has killed their love and passion for football. It's a group of them that have sent a letter to the administration. They're saying that. So that could lead to a coaching change, or at least a lot of players in Hawaii hitting the portal. All right, Furman is next, and then a lot more with you folks. We're always presented by our friends at Bud Light from the Birmingham Racecourse and Casino Studio. Back in a moment right here on The Next Round.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.